The next farm bill should be written this year. The Bush administration and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns have taken a proactive stance in developing and releasing a proposal. Bob Thompson at the University of Illinois has taken a look at what it contains. He's an ag policy specialist and notes there are several keystone issues put forth by the president's plan.
The first thing they say is that if we just extended the 2002 farm bill unchanged, it looks like the projected expenditures would fall from about $20 to $8 billion per year, or maybe even a little less than $8 billion on their calculation. That will become the budget constraint on how much can be spent for farm programs. Now, I think the first interesting thing to come out of it is that the administration said we think that's too big a cut. And that basically they added back $5 billion onto what it would be if they just extended the 2002 farm bill unchanged into the future.
On the commodity programs, Thompson says it is clear the administration was listening to a number of groups that had said what really matters is revenue insurance, not price insurance. It is the product of yield times price that really matters in terms of the survival of a farm.
They're recommending that the countercyclical payment program be converted from what it is now, where it's triggered by price drops, to be triggered by the product of the national target price for each commodity times the national yield. So if you have a drop in that, it would trigger a release of countercyclical revenue insurance payment to farmers.
That's one portion of the program. About the LDP, or the loan deficiency payments, the rates would be reduced down to a new lower safety net level.
They've basically been politically set in the 2002 Farm Bill, and at times it's pretty clear that they did stimulate larger production of some of the supported commodities, and that's what got us in trouble with the WTO in our cotton program, and Canada is set in motion the process to take us to the WTO in our corn program. We're probably vulnerable in other areas. So out of deference to bringing our programs in line with the rules of international trade, the administration is proposing to lower loan rates to an 85% of a five-year moving average international market price, dropping the high and low.
This is sometimes referred to as the Olympic average of the last 5 years of market prices. It means if there were a severe drop in prices, there would be an 85% safety net, but that the loan rate would be low enough to allow the market to function freely. Well, direct payments to farmers would continue if the Bush Farm Bill policy were adopted as proposed. There are some interesting twists, though, in how those might be influenced. For instance, Bob Thompson at the University of Illinois says there is a way to opt out of the LDP and the countercyclical portions of the proposal and instead take a bigger direct payment. It is predicated on environmental and conservation provisions.
In exchange for giving up a claim on either LDPs or countercyclical payments, there's a conservation direct payment program with a stepped-up direct payment rate that, in exchange for a fairly aggressive environmental and conservation cross-compliance provision, a farmer can lock in annual direct payments as, in effect, compensation for providing environmental services.
The ag policy expert notes that farmers and ranchers are the stewards of half the land surface of the United States. He says the environmental direct payment would be a way for corn and soybean farmers, for instance, to lock in a larger government payment annually on the idea that LDP and countercyclical payments might not be in play over the next several years if the biofuels boom continues. All those payments, by the way, would be capped in a couple of forms. The administration's proposal would eliminate the three-entity rule and dramatically lower the government payment cap. It would be reduced to no greater than $360,000 in payments as long as the adjusted gross income of the farm was less than $200,000. So no farm could get more than $360,000 in payments. Should the farm make more than $200,000 on the AGI, that's the taxable income on the 1040, then there wouldn't be any payments distributed. One other note here, under the proposal, if a farm was received in a 1031 exchange, that farm would not be eligible for commodity programs. The Bush Farm Bill plan redistributes some of the money it expects to save through payment caps put on commodity programs for crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat. Those dollars and others are headed to fruit and vegetable growers. This line item is a direct result of recent WTO rulings against cotton provisions of the 2002 version of the Farm Bill, says Bob Thompson. That ruling dinged the U.S. for excluding direct payments to farmers if they converted, relatively speaking, row crop land to fruit and vegetable production.
We've really got to get rid of that exclusion, and the administration proposes removing it. But in exchange for that, there's quite a bit of compensation for the fruit and vegetable industry. There's a slug of money for research and product promotion, both domestic and international product promotion. But there's also at least $2 billion for buying up fruits and vegetables to increase the fruit and vegetable component, the school lunch program, as well as other nutrition programs run by the Department of Agriculture.
So the fruit and vegetable provisions of the Bush Farm Bill proposal cover specialty crops research and nutrition as it serves the school lunch program. Speaking of nutrition, the proposal would rename the food stamp program the Food and Nutrition Program. In the same vein, there would also be money to increase research, data collection, and certification of the organic ag industry, and $1.6 billion in loans to all 1,200 rural-certified critical care hospitals.
Rural development, there's quite a bit of money for rural hospitals. Rural health care is a big problem across much of the country, and the most focused program that's proposed relates to rural hospitals. The other is there's some money for catch-up of infrastructure projects like water and sewer projects in rural communities.
There is one other note from the policy specialist at the University of Illinois. Thompson says the fruit and vegetable industry has become a very large and important export market for the nation, and that the money provided in the Bush administration Farm Bill proposal should help maintain what he calls a vital sector of agriculture. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.